Yosef. So the Shaila Bez Hashem we'll talk about tonight is putting an os on a beged. Say you have the os base and you stick it on your jacket or you and then you put an os gimel. So is that called kosev? Here you didn't make the os existed from before. And you put it on, and this will be relevant also for like Scrabble, playing Scrabble on Shabbos, things like that. In other words, is there an inyan, in other words, to say that you don't have to make the os. If you put the os on the background, that's ksiva, or not. That's the... What's the shayla?
Aleichem Shalom.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Will be back after Kedusha.
Oh, okay. Maybe bring it Revelio with you too. So that's the shayla. So we've discussed in the past that, you know, ksiva doesn't mean what we normally would translate ksiva, that you take a pen and you... You know, we saw that even defus is called ksiva, right? In other words, if I take a stamp and I put in the ink and a stamp, it says my name, so that's ksiva.
Even without ink.
Huh?
Even without ink, you can make
a roshim. If you write the tzitz, we saw, right? Even if you make a roshim, it's also ksiva. And that's called, as we saw, that's called, as Rabbi Bai pointed out, that's called Derech Siva Bekaf also, even though one could argue and says that you have to mamish form a letter, you know, the way normally you form a letter, that's called Siva. But at least over there, you're forming the letter. Here, the letter existed already. You're just putting it on the background. So is that ksiva? One could say that's not ksiva, because maybe ksiva at least, even you want to say defus is ksiva, or chakika, you know, is ksiva, all these things ksiva, but maybe chotz you have to form the letter. But if the letter is totally formed from before, so then maybe not. Like when you're playing Scrabble, so the letter's there already. You're just putting it on the place, or if you have you have stickers or things like that, and you're
like in shul they have like a page.
In shul they have the pages. They have the thing for So right, that's part of the shayla. So this is a discussion in the poskim. So that's what we're going to try to understand. What is the story? So the Gemara says, Tana Rabban, because of a lo chokak, you have to write, and chakik is not good enough. Because if you engrave. Umenu evitri yotza b'ksav shal gabi tavla u'pinchas yotza l'cheres avalo b'ksav shal gabi kipa the unduchtery. So let's see Rashi. Lo b'ksav shal v'kipa ke ein kova shal tzemer v'nosenes anoshim tachas ha-tzoif kishurem k'damrinan. So and duchtery tachshiv rokmel atzuros machat. Im rokmel lem osius haget enuksav. Mish enuksav v'kavua elamutal al begin. So we're talking about like this. We're trying to figure out, Rabbi Einstein, what is the story of putting a letter, a pre-existing letter, and putting it on a background on Shabbos. Say you have an os beis and you put it on your lapel. And then you have an os mem, and then you put a... So is that called kosev shtei osios? But we say, no, it was written from before. You just put on, you didn't, or in other words, is it a Maisek Siva to take a pre-existing letter and attach it to a background or not? That's the Shiloh that we want to know.
Not attach, not put on the background.
Well, so we say that those, this would be relevant to the question of whether you can play Scrabble on Shabbos. It would be relevant also about the question of making a puzzle on Shabbos. Can you make a jigsaw puzzle?
The jigsaw puzzle, you could
theoretically also make letters. Right.
Am I understanding the Rashi right here correctly?
That's
talking about even if you're embroidering
letters. So you're embroidering letters on a garment, say. You're embroidering letters on a garment. You're embroidering a get. You're embroidering a get on a garment. So Rashi says, "Rokim alav tzuras b'machah." Okay. Rokim aleim osios haget eino ksav. So we want to know, Rebellia, what's the story of putting a letter? Say you have a letter, and you say the letter Beis. You have a stamp. The stamp has the letter Beis,
yeah.
And you put it on your garment.
Uh-huh.
So if you didn't write the letter, but you took the letter and you attached it to, say, to something. Attach it to the wall, attach it to a garment. Is that called ksiva or not? So here Rashi says, the way Rashi understands the Gemara, if you take letters, say you have all the letters in the world, and you have a piece of garment, and you embroider the garment, embroider the letters onto the garment. And you have a whole get. So you wrote the get. So what's the din? So the din is that it's what? It's not good. He says, Tachshi rogmel lehm koshis a get enu ksav, enu koshav a kavua. And lemuto la beged, the beis rosh of tchuvim. So this is not good.
Sounds like if you would write on fabric, it would also be not called
ksiv. When you write, you wrote.
Okay, it's on fabric. If you're saying that if it's ain't no kosov kavua, it's not kavua.
Yeah, but that's kavua. If you write, it's kavua.
Writing is kavua more than if you embroider.
And this is personally embroidered.
Right.
Russian,
right. In other words, here he speaks about you embroidered the top and the bottom. You had the oz beis, so you put a stitch on the top and a stitch on the bottom, and now the beis is.
He didn't write the letter.
He embroidered the letter.
Attached.
So we're talking about if you put a letter or embroider a letter on a garment, say the oz beis, you embroider it on the garment. Is that called ksiva? Or not? That's what we're trying to understand. So perhaps from this Gemara, it might be mashma that it's not ksiva. It's not ksiva because he says it's not ksiva. Well, but comes the Magen Avraham on page 2. Page 2 is the right here. Magen Avraham. He says, "Mashma begitten davchov shim toichev osius shel kesef agabe beged mikri ksav." So if you say you have silver letters, and each silver it's in the shape of a letter, aleph, beis, gimel, and you'll put the letters into a garment. So he says, the Magen Avraham, Mikri Ksav. Not only says Mikri Ksav, but he wants to bring a raya from the Gemara we just saw. But then he says, Imken Efshar, the Osro La Soso B'Shabbos.
What's the Imken Efshar? What's their Efshar?
mean, why Efsher? Unless you say that Shabbos has a higher form of higher standard.
Do we have such a concept?
You say why is he so par? Why does he use the word Efsher? That's what.
When he's talking about Kolchei Rosio, so he's referring to the Chagika, right? Not to the Al Gavi Begit, but to the Zankayat.
Oh, so 1 second. So the Achronim will ask Kasha on the
Mogen.
1 second. The Achronim ask Kasha on the Mogen Avram. It says, "Lachor, you see from this Gemara Faker, that it's not good." So he wants to bring a Gemara, arrive in the Gemara and get in Dafchav where it seems Faker. So there's a sefer called Tosefa Shabbos. This sefer, I remember when I used to spend some summers in Brookline. Massachusetts. So the Rosh Kol there, Naftali Beer, the Rosh Kol there. So he told me over that Rav Aaron Kotler said that just like when you learn Choshen Mishpat, you have to learn with the Ksois. So when you learn Orachaim, you have to learn with the Tosefa Shabbos. That's a statement from Rav Aaron, even though it's not as known safer as the Ksois. So this is the nice new printing of the newest editions of the Tosefa Shabbos on page 4. It says, Kosev Amogen Avram, the Mashem Begitin, Da Toichev Osios, Shal Kesev Zov Al Gabi Beged, Havik Sav, Defshe Duhu Adil Osu Lassos Kein B'Shabbos. Sham begin this is the Ezra that Yosef Beksav Shal Gabi and Duchtri Lo Yotze Lecheres Per Shashi Dimim Rokbo Al HaBeged the Machat Kein Osios HaGet either a Get Shechur or Get whatever Einu Ksav Vish Einu Kavua El Muto Al HaBeged Beis Rosh of Tchuvim Bo In Kein Arei Mashal HaHepach. So what is the Mogan Avram bring the Raya from the Gemara in Gittin Dav Chav that it's a Ksav? The Gemara says Einu Get Lo Yotze. So he wants to just give a technical shot. He says over there you took a stitch on the top of the base, another stitch on the bottom, so the middle is not attached, so it's very wobbly. But in a hanami, if you would stitch it in the middle also, so now you stitched on the top, the bottom, and the middle also, then in a hanami. So he's saying the Mogen Avram is medayik from Rashi that only in those cases where it's not kavua. But if Yitaka did a good job, and you stitch it, not only the top and the bottom, so to put a base on the background, does taste what? Does taste ksiva. The man gambem so him tchuvim be'akach mikri ksavim. Sosam b'mokom shayol ul'farsh. So if that's the pshat, then the Mogen Avram should have been more of a bros. And
are you going to be chayav if you have to stitch two legs?
Yeah.
Or if you're doing the same thing, you have one piece of fabric and two letters on it.
Or, either way. You have one piece of fabric.
If I have two letters, then why am I high for anything? I didn't make any words. The words were already there. Even if I'm going to accept this
right.
Point, the letters, I didn't do anything.
Well, let's.
Just moved it to a different surface.
Yeah. Right. Thing over there, you have two letters on another surface. So it was already on the surface.
Yeah.
So you have to say it's talking about
two
separate letters.
But even, I mean, the Rambam, it's just movement, is you already have the answer.
Right. So he's saying we learned last week that you just Makarev is not a thing. So the Pashup shot is that there's no background yet. You start off with a Bayes, a Gimel, a Dal, just, you know, the letters. Just letters.
What do you mean? And the letters are there, or wherever they are, that's the background.
No, because they're not attached to anything. There's just a letter.
Loose letters. They need to be embroidered on.
Yeah.
Ksiva's only with attached?
Yeah, so that is the whole
if
discussion.
If I carve a letter, in a, I have a rock, right? And I carve two letters out.
So that's because you have a
it's not attached to anything.
You carve
I have a rock, a regular rock, not attached to the ground.
Okay.
A rock.
And the whole rock is a base. You made the rock.
I made an entire rock into a base.
Right.
And I make another second letter. So now I have two letters.
two letters, but maybe not. Yeah. Okay.
That
should
be
a chayak tziva. Okay, we'll see. Maybe not.
He doesn't play Scrabble.
I have two rocks. I have rock one that carves the aleph, and rock two that carves the days. Very
okay, so that's the Magen Avraham's shot. And the Tosefta Shabbos just clarifies where he got his
The Efsher still seems very confusing.
Yeah, the Efsher, okay, the Efsher Zanachanami is a little bit
Shabbos should be much more common than Gittin because it's still have an Issa Darabanan, an Issa Darabanan. Whatever is usher by Gittin is should be usher by Shabbos. Shabbos, even if it's mutter in Gittin, it could be usher because it's Issa Darabanan.
And look in the Chayyadim on page 13. Let's look in the Chayyadim.
That is just a stylistic thing. Does the Magen Avraham does he sometimes say Efsher?
You have to do a search on all the times in the Magen Avraham. Why he says Efsher? Okay, we'll see. Let's look in the Chayyadim. Also, lechaber osios shel kesef, page 13. Also, lechaber osios shel kesef leparochas b'kayotzibo. Nearly the lechaber mo lemacha derech shnei lechavim levad. Das lo havichibur. So if you have derech shnei lechavim levad, it's okay. The lo yiskayim shereyipol. The gamza yaseh biyat small. The kosev be small potter. Then terksiv be small. The muiter as a small shalom kiyom and shal kol adam. Shalom b'shtei yadu chayim b'shtei. So basically the chayodam paskins like this Magen Avraham. But it has to be. Kavua. What about Velcro? If they have osios of Velcro, do you put the osios of Velcro?
That's Kavua.
It's not Niskayan.
It's Niskayan.
If you leave Velcro and no one pulls it off, can it stay there for...
It'll stay there for years.
Years.
But it's not designed for permanent...
They said in the town... When it first came out, they said the name of Rishlam was Alma, and Velcro was also classic because of the hooks and loops. Each hook going into is a thing. It's one stitch.
But this was the Shiloh for Glila. Yeah, in other words.
Shiloh for everything.
No, I'm saying, but that's where it came up a lot on Shabbos. When you do Velcro, so it used to be the old Glila. I was a kid when I did Glila, so the old Glila you had to make a knot. And then you had a whole shiloh about what's a knot, what's not a knot. And then they had the Velcro, so you didn't have to worry about the knots anymore.
The idea of a vimple. You know, it goes around, you don't tie a knot, you just tuck it in.
Right, that's the best thing. And you look in... If you look in the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Gittin on page 15, in the second arrow, Halacha Chav Gimel. Im Rokam O Orag O Osa Kemasa Machat Osios Haget Yesh Omim Delav Ksavu. So that's that Gemara. That's the Gemara we saw. But if you say like the Tosefta Shabbos, then you'd have to say that this case is only talking about when you didn't do it b'ofen kavua. But if you did it b'ofen kavua, then but the Shulchan Aruch quotes that Gemara. The Aruch HaShulchan doesn't like this whole thing. On page 16, you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, he says, "Mashma Gittin Shetokev." Osius shall Hesel Gambeged, Mikrik Sav, Imkin Esther Dosu Lososu Bishabis, that's the Magen Avraham. Am the Bemis, Amayin Sham Yirad Adarabba. The Mubur Misham Deinuk Sav, and he doesn't like this, these answers that they gave.
Who's the brackets?
The brackets are Harshulchan.
That's him.
Yeah. Or that's him. Now, if you take a look here in the paper Talmud Lachas of Gutman here, page 9, see, he says over the Gemara, he says over the Magen Avraham, he says over to Tosefta Shabbos with that chilek. There's Ulam, then he continues on his own now, page 9, left side, Ulam. Hamayim l'sholosh Rashi shekosuv v'shisha ina kosuv v'kavua l'mutol ala beged nir lehedi dafiu michaber osius gam b'emtso nami eno ksav d'sof sof eno domo l'ksiv ha'regila etzim hadiyova sikra kavua b'nir o'klaf. In other words, he wants to argue with the Tosefta Shabbos. He thinks that you write something so the ink is embedded in the cloth. But here, even if you sew it three places, he thinks that's still, it's not embedded. So it's not Dome L'Ksiva Regila. Etzim Hadiyo V'Asikra Kavua B'Anir O'Klaf. Alav Gai Gavna Da'osu Dover Nifr La'atzmu Rak Munach Al Gabi HaBeged. Echibu Hurak B'Ktsosov. Im Kein Lo Mashu L'Chalik V'Nechibu Hurak B'Beiz Roshav O'Bukhu B'Gab B'Emtsa. He doesn't think that that's going to make the difference. You know, if you stitch it three places instead of two places. Came the sof sof ain't called a osnus chabib and dabek el abeged el shamuna chalof. So that's but maybe in a chanami if you would stitch the whole thing up, it's not just you know, you did a little bit in the middle, maybe in a chanami. He would agree to that.
He's thinking of Naik and Rashi. The concern is that it's only mutal al beged. Why would it wouldn't matter how many stitches it is? It's
mutal. Yeah, but if the whole thing, then when do we say that it's. It's like there was. You want to say that? You want to say that?
Well, didn't that the shiur? You
know, right.
Three stitches doesn't count.
Right.
Six does.
Yeah. But you say the whole. Yeah, it's hard to.
Tomorrow would be like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So you see the Sefer Rav Yonason, the Sefer Shvilei David here on page 11, he's the one with the he's the one who discusses the requirement of a background. Page 11 on the left side. Nirazazel pi masha hevenu b'dvarein leil masha kosov b'sefer shvilei David. Devar divrei ha-magen avram b'din achilas ugos. Right, we discussed this. You have a cookie that has a lettering on the cookie. Shekosov ha-magen avram d'yesh l'chalik b'nim kosov osios b'tsuros al-gabe ha-uga kosov ramad osu la-ochlo kemen d'nimchak b'shivraso b'nim uga atzma Yitzuras Os. In other words, you have one, a cookie that looks like an olive. Like you have the animal cookies. They look like a face. The whole cookie is the Shar Tzura. So the Magen Avraham says, Rashi Yehuda says, if the whole cookie is the letter, then there's no background. Because the whole thing is the letter, so then you can eat that. You can eat an olive. You can eat a beis. But if you have a cookie that says Osem on the cookie, so then there's a problem. That's the Shvila Dovid's killing. Because theirs is a background, and then there's no background. Like Rav Shechter mentioned, Lau gave a chibur once on the skywriting on Shabbos, you know, whether that's called...
Isn't that, by definition, not...
Yeah, but you're right, you can say that's not a kayama, okay.
And you have by the cookies, isn't the whole thing you kind of told the Rabbanah?
Yeah, no, it's probably precious all
so
the Rabbanah.
That means that it's only the Rabbanah, yeah. The right for the right.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not similar enough to
the rock case should still be awesome. The rock case should still be
awesome.
No, because I don't know. It could be the Shvile David would hold even by the Raisa.
Very good. Say
yeah, okay. But
the whole reason I'm miss that is it's similar to something. It's not the car rocks.
So that's what he wants. So he works with this Shvile David, the background concept. So then he says here, of Gutman on page 12 in the bottom, about puzzles on Shabbos. Chatichos Mischach puzzle. Lefize Nira, Ladina, Le'ini L'chabe B'Shabbos Chatichos Mischach Hanikra puzzle. Ha'osu L'chabe L'karev Chatichos Zeh Eitzel Zeh. The Talim B'Tzuris HaPuzzle. There's no background. There's just the pieces of puzzle. Shemachabra Masimo Gabe Dover Shemachabra Yachad Gun Frame. You can't have a Hachibur Masa Ksiba. But also Lasos of Shabbos. Because you're having a background. You're putting in a frame. Avalim Haim Osios Otsur Shanichna Wagabe. But if there's no background, and you're not putting it in a frame, That's what Gutman was.
You're really making letters there. It's not comparable in the slides on many levels.
Which case?
Lady's
brooch.
Yeah.
Letters on it.
Yeah, two of them. The kimt of the Tosefet Shabbos is not the standard. It was machmir for the Magen Avraham. Muchem is that the b'chol inyan svir leil iser. And then he quotes the Chayyadim, right? And then he says, so you have to be machmir on Tachshite Osios on the day Machak Lebegin. He said what you like. You said Yossi said that what you have initials or something like that, and you put it on the Begin, so that could be according to Magen Avraham, that could be Osa. Like you have a pin, you pin two letters on the, or you could have one pin that has her initials.
You have one pin with two initials that doesn't even seem like a common initial. I didn't put two letters. One
no, because well, that's
just one Meisa.
One Meisa, but maybe one Meisa.
Same as what you discussed before.
Yeah.
Same rejection.
Right.
You have two pins.
Right.
Each one with one letter. Keep it simple.
Yeah, well, it could be even that, but okay. Then Rav Harfenis here. Rav Harfenis is his brother-in-law, the Talmud, Rav Gutman's brother-in-law. They both married Oberlanders. Shmuel Oberlander's daughters. They both live in the same New Street in Williamsburg.
And then Oberlander's school.
The same, their house is was on the same street with Dr. Nagid's dental practice. They lived his dental practice and where they live, the Talmud Lachas and the Nishma Shabbos.
I see them says the two brothers or brothers-in-law are not allowed to live in the same
room. Yeah, okay.
They're not even in the same neighborhood.
Okay. Williamsburg. It's not so simple. Yeah.
What do they do for, are they Mechalkin or?
No, they're both. They both have shuls in the neighborhood. Rav Harfenis has a shul called Yisrael Vazmanim. That's right near the main shul. It used to be the main shul, whatever you call the main shul, the Rav Zalman Leib shul. That was the old shul on Rodney Street. And Rav Gutman has, but his shul is his own. It's not officially part of Rav Zalman Leib or Gabarin. And Rav Gutman has an official Zalman Leib shul on South 8th Street. And, yeah. So that's what he writes here on page 19 of Harfenis, Nishma Shabbos. He says, Imuto l'karev osios shleimos adodi zeitzel zeh, devasas mena teva shleime. Imuto l'schog m'mischach anikra scrabble glas. Tshuva mutter. That's what we learned last week. If you have an os, if it's only mechusar kreva, so you move them together. Like Yilin's karbu kvar, right? And even according to Magen Avraham, it's also lechaber osios lebeger. Hayu lechaber daika v'lo bikir of greida. So he says scrabble chor. Said, Scrabble should be mutter. And some machronim don't like the Magen Avraham because they think it's against the Gemara. And the same thing he writes here from the Ktzos HaShulchan, that's Reb Chaim Noah. He says, that's only if you, the Magen Avraham is only talking about Mechaber. But if you're not Mechaber, you just have a, what do you call it, a cuff, you know, a fold in the beged, and you just put the os in the fold, that's not Mechaber. And then that even the Magen Avraham would be masking. So Scrabble chora shouldn't be a problem at all. Prisim say Mishal Mihuda shemay machlokes should igres moishem maybe lheter miach mishen umchuber. Mishum chachamadim maybe shoser ke esiyos alor should igres moishem. Prisim shem shekaze pasha the osul is chok. Shlo kaze tam zvar nirle night. Halkim kanal. Kach chosu l'hatir b'sefer shmir Shabbos kol chosu. Kim sheinu yochol uskayim v'ena kavua. Also b'meskeres v'ena mechabrim. Kach chosu b'chalkas Yaakov. Daf ha-mogad Avraham oda v'kir v'osios shleim us mutter. If it's kir v'osios, then it's mutter. If what?
There, to play Scrabble, you get the big numbers. You
keep score, right?
So
Yes, yeah, that's the Siddur Rabbanan.
Why is that Osir?
That you might come to keep score.
Who
says that? The Chayodim says that. One of the Achronim says that.
Why?
But that, okay.
The Chayodim had a talking about Scrabble?
But that at most would only be a din d'rabbanan. Here we want to know, is it real ksiva?
Even using a book?
What's wrong with memory?
As I recall, I'm not sure that I'm right, but if I recall correctly, I think Rav Moshe wrote that any game that's the minute...
Yes, but that's in the Achronim. I think it's in the Chayodim. Yeah. I think that's in the earlier Achronim. But it's in the Achronim. It's not...
Belt is
knowing to use bookmarks, as Malcolm
said.
I'm sorry. I think he also says, if I'm correct,
that
this
is only
where
there's no frame. The
travels,
some of the Scrabble sets have
like
little squares. Where you put it in.
Yeah, they have the newer Scrabble. Yeah.
Who takes?
Yeah, you have different types. I played the old Scrabble. That was just a flat board.
So the newer ones
they have like
problem?
A travel so that the pieces don't move.
So why is it different?
Does it come out? If I turn it upside down, does it come out?
Yes,
right.
But if you turn it sideways, it doesn't.
Right.
I don't know.
But could be you give it a colleague between a frame, you want to hang it up, you want to put it in a thing, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. But I had a Scrabble, which didn't, it wasn't the plain one, it wasn't the frame. But it was like static.
Static
electricity. To keep the letters on your thing. Not magnets.
So you get pushed. It went.
That's the idea.
So if you're in the airplane
and stuff like that, electricity, magnets.
Is that
Ksiva? Yeah, I mean, Ukaro, even the ones that it's made to after the game, obviously to take it off. So the stomach, I would think at worst it would be a derabbanan. Whereas the Scrabbles that you know, there's nothing there. Then that would be mutar lagamri.
Some people say to play with your opposite hand.
Yeah. But okay.
You want to keep score with your ring.
Yeah. So. And then he discusses also the puzzles. The other hand, he discusses on page 20 the same thing where we saw Rav Gutman discuss. Madim b'din schalchasa mechatichat chaticha shal arosios puzzle, and you make a tmuna, right? Yesh lochus l'hachem near the tov machos aposkim. So first he wants to say it's totally in the machloikas of closing and opening a book on what we discussed last week. Whereas if you hold like the Lavush, that Krava is also a Ksiva, like the Lavush says, so then maybe there would be a problem. I'm still convinced, like the Ramah, that Krav is mutter. But if you say like the Lavush,
what Krav is mutter?
But the Gemara says Kosov Osachas Vitzipori, Osachas Vitzveria. So you chayim because you're only mechusa kreva. Mechusa kreva is not considered mechusa meisa.
You said
chayim.
Yeah.
So why would it be mutter?
It was already done.
Because that's what you wrote on Shabbos. Here the osios was written before Shabbos. So I have.
What do you mean? In the jigsaw puzzle, it's not written before Shabbos. The jigsaw puzzle, I put two pieces together and now I'm putting a half an os and a half an os together.
Right, so that's what the Achronim talk about. Was, okay, that was your last week's year. Yeah.
This case we're talking about now is putting two kosios together.
Yeah. So then he says the same thing about the ones that have a frame.
Wouldn't the frame make things better, not worse?
Why?
Because if it was a frame, it's less likely to be permanent.
Why? If it's a frame, you want it to be there. You're going to hang it up.
When someone has a puzzle, if someone has a puzzle, I'm not sure what you mean by frame. A little children's puzzle where they're putting things inside a frame, that could go out in 2 seconds.
No, you want to make a puzzle. Usually you want to make a puzzle, and after you make your puzzle, you put it back in the box.
Depends on the different types of puzzles. If you have these wooden little children's puzzles, is that what you mean by frame?
No, you mean by frame like...
A frame
that you would eventually fill in a wall.
Yeah, but no one puts people do the puzzle in the frame, or put the frame in after they do the puzzle.
Most people do that, yes. But if you were to do it in the frame,
You're saying that, say you made the puzzle on Shabbos and then you put it into the frame.
No one puts the frame in when they're doing the puzzle. They do it
So I'll do it after.
Well, maybe you will.
That's a chinoy and it's not a derite, that's for sure.
But if you have your frame set up, anyway.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Back to the
yeah, so that's the discussion. But if you look in the Machzis HaShekel here, page 5, he discusses, whether it's a raya from the Gemara or not a raya from the Gemara. He says, on the line that says, the line that begins, Sham Ha'osius, Vim Kein Efshad Ha'osir, Hiksheb Ha'sevet Tosef HaShabbos, right? That was, we saw. That was a begit Mashud Lo Ha'viksaf, right? Eina Evid Yotzei L'Cheres. So he made the chiluk between 2 and 3. Two stitches, 3 stitches. Kazal Tanah Shefshu Mogram Ha'mai B'tochev Gan Be'emtsa, Lo'ay Mikri Ksav. He doesn't like that shot of the Magen Avraham. Why? The Hainu Shatochum Gambem. So when he has died in Bavachal Kashim, he did Vada in Raya Misham, Lefim Mashikos Magen Avraham, the Linian Evid, Lomikrik Sav, the Hosam Time Achrina, he saw Hosam Omer Ishta Reza Gitech Vanir Shali. And you say to your wife, Reza Gitech Vanir Shali, Ainim Gresh's. Peish Rashi came in the near shalom, lo nasa lo klum. Nimtzu osios parchus ba'avir. Right? Near shalom. So you just gave her the letters. But the near shalcha. So it's osios parchus ba'avir. Who had didn't beget shichur? The name shavah. Fize im nasa lo get va'omna lo almanasha near shali afo pisha nasa lo b'shas nasina sa get chatiha za klaf gadol ba'orach v'rochav ha'get mikol mokom enum gureshes. So mokom osios ha'get Porchim ba'avir. Vina v'kosav lo sefer krisus. Have to give a sefer krisus. V'nosim bi'adam. So you can't just give her letters. You have to give her a sefer. So a sefer means you're giving her a piece of paper. But if you're only giving her letters, in other words, you're saying, this is the get, but the niyah shali, so you got the letters. So you gave her letters. That's not a good get. Zekev v'nas rashi v'mash kosav v'kosav al-gabe and and the rukri and the fisha in a kosav v'kavua, v'avikiila osios parchas ba'avir, the lo mahani. So that's no good because if it's not kavua, so then it's osios parchas ba'avir. So it's like, so that's why it's not good by a get, or by a get shichur, or a get isha. V'avikiila amar almanash anir shali. There's those cases, it's like almanash anir shali. Nosim onir machin keniskar. Mokam osios. I get parking by here, right? The high time will shaykhli in exceed the Shabbos. I'll call upon him Dover HaMiskayim. But on Shabbos, so he's saying differently than this idea. On Shabbos, you have to have a Dover HaMiskayim. And Vizelon is stopping Mogadav HaMeolam. The Eilid must get the Shabbos in his Zep. He says, the Lord's Mogadav HaMeolam came to Salkadai, the Lomikri Ksav. El haroshim b'diyova samanim roshim osios otzuras oshamim. So osios heim shokhesav gamma osios ikvar al shumachaber osios al dover acher kai gavna salchadai lo mikri ksav. You might think that that's not ksav. Is that kosav the mashma regitin the mikri ksav? And if hutzuk rashi lo say tam v'yishen a kosav kavua. Technically they ain't ksav klal. Why don't you say it's not ksav? Al korcho al koponim ksav mikri. It is ksav. The Hosam Havikiyu Osios Porchos Ba'avir, there's almost Shaykh in your Shabbos.
So he's saying that what? That when you put it on the garment, so even if it's not so kavua, but lamaisa, it's like you wrote a base. So why is getting different? Because there, since it's not mechuber, it's not a sefer. But on Shabbos, you don't need a sefer. On Shabbos, you just need that there'll be kayam. So since it's kayam, even though it's not, that's what the Machzis of Shekel is saying.
So why call Kiddin?
So that's his chiluk. His chiluk is you need something that's bishulkiyam, even though it's not kavua. So if you just put it on the thing, just put the piece on the garment, you didn't do anything, so that's nothing. But if you embroider it, even though it's not kavua, but it's not falling off. With two stitches, it'll still stay. It's just it's flimsy. So it's flimsy, that's good enough to say that it's an old shokiyim. But for Gabi Gittin, if it's flimsy, then from the perspective of Gittin, we view it as that it's not the, you have to, it's a chisar in the safer. The Aruch HaShulchan didn't like this shtickle. That's why he thinks that we shouldn't pass it like the Magen Avraham. Aruch HaShulchan didn't like this chiluk. And then the chiluk of the Tosefta Shabbos is to say the difference between the two stitches and the three stitches. You say like this, or you say like the Aruch HaShulchan, that he rejects the Magen Avraham.
The chisaron of the stitch is not a chisaron of the Shabbos, it's a chisaron of the get.
Right, so that's why it's no good, I'll get. But the ksiva it is, but it's not a chisaron and safer. It's a good, it's a brisket word.
Yeah.
It's a brisket word, it's a chisaron and safer. It's not a chisaron in the oisis, in the ksiva. It's a ksiva, but it's not a safer. That's a good.
What is it then?
What? Huh? It's oisios that are miskayim, because they're on something. But you can't call it a safer unless it's embedded.
Yeah.
A safer haste when something is embedded in the paper. That's a safer. So for a get, you need it to give a safer. But for Shabbos, you don't need a safer. You need oisios and miskayimos. So if you have oisios that are embroidered on, even though they're not embroidered in every space. But that's the Maisek Siva. The Maisek Siva means to take an os, to write an os, or to take a pre-existing os and put it on something else. In a kviastic, in a fashion that they'll be keen.
The Tosefta Shabbos asked on the Magen Avraham, right?
Yeah.
And was this an answer? Because this can't fit into the Magen Avraham, really. Because the Magen Avraham should say that, I mean, it's...
Well, Magen Avraham should have said the other thing also. So if you don't like either of Pshatim, so you could like the Aruch HaShulchan. But the, you know, the Magen Avraham, you know, says something, it carries weight.
Right.
So
there's no right. But the Magen Avraham was calling Gittin.
And the Imre Ash, to take a look here, should Imre Ash on page 7, he wants to give another Pshat. As he discusses the Tosefta Shabbos Kasha. So he says, "Feeling is night steer vada leka on the right side." Because of Iran, Avo gav the chach tochus lo aviksav gav yged lin Shabbos aviksav. Ken Avo gav the hocha inu yotzi the chayus mikol mocha mishu da aviksav lin Shabbos. Right, we're going to discuss next week the difference between when you chisel something, whether you chisel direct or you chisel around and the mail of the os comes back. So he says, so for Shabbos, somebody showed him hold that there's no chilek between chach toiches and chach yireches. Even chach toiches, even if you chisel, you flatten out the sizes around, and the memela comes up, you don't do it direct, it's still because it's melechas machsheves. It's chayiv and shabbos. So memela, he wants to say the same thing over here. That l'gaviyed lo aleksav, because it's a chisaron, so mainly it's a chisar in the ksav. It's like chachak, chak toiches. But when you came by Shabbos, the bottom line is you just need that you have the kavana that it should be an os. It should be an os. Says Rak Lachor Kosher my park me every Hachmik because they're Shove Einam Shkemis. Yeah, we came into Luksiv Gabi Evi because of the Chach Afil Chach Tochus Kosher. Pokemon Gabi Shabbos Chach Tochus Mikir Ksav. Amayin Yosef Ksav and Rabbi Kippa. Gamze Havi Ksav Lini Shabbos. Alakor Chavu Gav Havi Ksav Lini Shabbos. Gabi Evi Lo Havi Ksav. The time of May Alakor Chavu Shem Diol Vlo Mishin. Because it's only a special, since it says the kosov lo sefer krisus, so it's a higher standard. Similar to the. He's saying a difference between a sefer and osios. He's just saying that there's a higher level of a higher standard that's required by a get when it says v'kosov, and by Shabbos it doesn't say v'kosov. So as long as in the end of the day you did something and it looks like a ksiva, so even though you did it in a funny way, because over here you didn't make the letter was made already. So, and you need the kosov, it's not the kosov. That's what the Emreyash is saying. You need mamish to kosov, take a pen and write it, or chisel, but direct. But by Shabbos, even if you did it indirectly, in other words, you took something that already existed and you put it on there, so, because since Melech is Machshavas Hasra Torah, they asked it. So he says, that's the reason why the Torah asked it.
The Torah asked it.
So that's his pshat to explain that even though the Gemara says by Gittin it's no good, because by Gittin it's a din in Vekosov, and Vekosov means you have to actually write it. So that's why it was no good. But the inference is by Shabbos that you don't have the Gzeres HaKosov of Vekosov. It's only by Get Isha or Lola, Gzeres Shava to Evid, but not by Shabbos. By Shabbos it's different. So all these achronim, the Imriash and the Tosefa Shabbos and Machzis Shekel are all there to protect the Magen Avraham from the Kasha of the Tosefa Shabbos. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, Machzis Zayin, and he doesn't need to protect. But the Rov Achronim are protecting the Magen Avraham. But then even the Magen Avraham, as we saw, requires a certain standard of how much Chibur you need, and that we discussed in the different sheets.